Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Hi, this is Richard Derwald. Many of you know me as Mr. Fitness. You know, a lot of people today say that 60 is the new 40, but this was especially not true in 1942.
To find out more, stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with showers in some places. Today's high 74. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower later on, low 61. Sunday will be rather cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, high for tomorrow 71. Monday, a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 73. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Sally Sherman.
Programming. Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you again here on Senior Radio Buffalo, one of the most listened to radio shows on the weekend here in Buffalo. I'm so proud of that. And it's because we give you great information and we have great opportunities for you as well. And we're going to get into that in a second because you always know I start the show with a on this date little factoid. Well, if we go back far enough to 1513, and no matter what senior is listening, nobody was back that far, explorer Juan Ponce de Leon came ashore near present-day St. Augustine, Florida, and claimed the region for the Spanish crown. Now, why do I mention that? Well, I'll tell you, it's a great little fact for on this date, but it also shows that people, even back in 1513, liked to travel and the things they discovered while they were on the road. If Ponce de Leon was here, he'd say, yeah, you know, I did pretty well exploring on that day. So the one thing that we're going to be talking about today is our next incredible VIP tour through Senior Radio Buffalo. We just got back from the wonderful Canadian Rockies on the Rocky Mountaineer, that train. And now, folks, we want to tell you about our Treasures of Europe trip from London to Rome that will be happening on October 20th through November 2nd. We have two wonderful people here that are going to help you through this trip. We have locally Denise Ambrusco Maida from Travel Brilliant, who helped us so much on the Rocky Mountaineer. And also on the phone, we have Kevin Ferguson from Colette Travel. So good morning, everybody. Hi, Denise. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Oh, listen. You know what, folks? The one thing everybody said when we were on the road with the Rocky Mountaineer was, it is so great to be traveling again. People were so happy just to be going somewhere. And it's a pleasure and it's wonderful to know that Europe is open. People are touring. I have a friend right now leading a group in Italy. And Denise, you were saying that you've never booked more Mediterranean trips than right now.
Yes, this is the biggest summer we've had for Mediterranean cruises. And going into the fall, our river cruises in Europe, everybody is telling me that they are ready to travel. They're tired of putting it off. They've had this dark cloud over them, and now is the time to go.
Now is the time to go. Now, that is a cruise that you're talking about. We're going to be going overland. And Kevin, even though we have things going on in different parts of Europe, it doesn't seem to be affecting where we're going whatsoever.
No, absolutely not. The itinerary on this and where we're going to be, England, France, Switzerland, and Italy, is nowhere near what you're hearing about in the news. So go explore, see the world, especially after the last 2.5-3 years of missed memories and experiences. The best time to travel is now while we can.
And let me tell you, folks, this the highlights of this trip: London, the Eurostar train, Paris, the Seine River cruise and dinner, which we can see the Eiffel Tower from. We will be on the high-speed train. We will be visiting Lucerne, Switzerland, Venice, the Italian vineyard experience, the incredible city of Florence, where Michelangelo's David is there. And, of course, we end up in Rome with the Colosseum. And you know the History Channel is just about ready to introduce a wonderful miniseries on the Colosseum. It's going to put us in the spirit, Denise, to be going there. And let me tell you, folks, we are getting a bus, or I should say a nice coach, from Buffalo to Toronto. And Denise, this is great. This is great that we're actually coming back through Toronto. A lot of people will say, oh, why can't we come back through Buffalo? There's a reason why.
Yes. So going through Toronto, one, helps us have a better schedule, but two, we do not have to take that return COVID test in Rome before we fly home. So if we were flying back to the U.S., we would all have to take that test. And I know that that's a really stressful proposition for travelers. You know, we do all that we can with our vaccinations and our protocols, but the idea of getting stuck somewhere is really scary. Well, we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
We don't have to take that test. We're flying back to Toronto, and our gorgeous motor coach will come and pick us up for a leisurely journey over the border.
Absolutely. So if you're coming back over the border on a bus, they don't even ask, which is fantastic. But if you are trying to get back into the States, you can be asymptomatic. If they find out that you, oh, all of a sudden I have COVID, you're now on the, you're stuck for 5 more days. And that's a problem. I mean, where are you going to stay? What are you going to do? What about your, you know, air? The group is leaving. This is all avoidable now because we are going to come back through Toronto, and that's fantastic. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit more about this trip and some of the highlights.
Absolutely. So, first of all, in terms of travel and weather-wise and all this is basically at the same weather-wise as where we would be in Buffalo, you know, in London, Paris, Lucerne, and or a little bit warmer. So this is perfect traveling weather and a great time of year to experience, you know, all that these, you know, these four countries have to offer here. So we're going to have a city tour in London. We are going to have a city tour in Paris, of course, here. Again, the high-speed train brings us across the English Channel there to the city of art, food, and fashion, and more. The City of Lights, Paris, is an amazing way and, you know, amazing city and country, but also having the opportunity, as you talked about, Linda, of having that French cuisine on it on the dinner cruise there on the Seine River floating down. I mean, this is, you know, these are memories made, once in a lifetime experiences there. We'll be having a great opportunity there for free time both in London and in Paris as well. We will have optional tours to the Louvre, which houses the Venus de Milo sculpture as well as Mona Lisa. And then taking another high-speed train from Paris over to Switzerland here and getting into the Alpine Lakes and to the verdant fields there that are what, you know, Switzerland has to offer. And again, having these little paradise, you know, areas here with just these, you know, beautiful landscapes and, you know, scenic views. This is a great time of year because we're going to be starting to get into the shoulder season over there, so it's less tourists and more for us to be able to explore, see, and more. I didn't even get into Italy yet, but I mean, that's, you know, just halfway through getting into the Lake District, having the opportunity of going to Murano, which is known for its glass blowing tradition. Then, of course, having a walking tour in Venice, St. Mark's Basilica, the marble palaces, and more. Your friends that don't go on this trip are going to ask you a simple three-word question when you come home. How was it? Your three words back are going to be, you missed out. You missed out on the trip and the experience of a lifetime here, with Senior Radio Buffalo.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Denise, I understand there's an optional two-night Dublin pre-tour extension?
Yes, we actually already have some folks on that, and it's spectacular. So even though you're going to go a few days ahead of the rest of the group, if you choose the Dublin extension, that transfer to Toronto is still included.
Nice.
And then, of course, we're getting you right into London to meet the rest of the group. So I have a lot of folks who are calling about this tour, and they've never been to Europe. And they want to see it all. If you add that Dublin extension, man, you are seeing it all.
You really are. Now, we would like people to book by June 21st. And that's important because you'll save $200 a person.
Yes. So our booking deadline is June 21st. And obviously, we want all of our Senior Radio listeners to know they're getting the best deal possible. So you do get that $200 savings per person. And also, the air is included on this trip. And
wow.
I can tell you right now that if we were trying to build this without that air, it's going to be much more expensive.
Right.
So we are getting a spectacular deal on this trip because that air is included and those air prices are just soaring.
That's incredible. Yeah, and everything has been frozen for us. So, Kevin, talk to us a little bit about the price of the trip.
Yeah, so on that, it is $54.49 per person, mm-hmm. double occupancy there. Single is $1,000 higher on this. If you are a single traveler looking for a roommate in the meantime here, don't worry. We are able to adjust the rates if you do find companion there, mm-hmm. to room with on this. But again, it's inclusive of, as Denise said, the airfare, the air taxes, the transportation from Buffalo to Toronto. We have our airport to hotel transfers in London, and then again in Rome back to the airport as well. So very, very comprehensive. Only thing that's not going to be included is our cancellation waiver and insurance. It is a cancel for any reason policy. Sick cat, bad hair day, bad hair life, like I have, Linda. literally to the day prior, if you have to cancel, full money back refund. That goes for $399 per person, and that's an unbelievable value on that. Just
yep.
because, again, it's for any reason. So yes, I mean it's very, very comprehensive. Only thing that are not included is any meals that are on your own,
mm-hmm.
Which again, breakfast included every day, several dinners included on this. And again, any retail therapy or shopping that you choose to partake in.
Right. We're talking included 12 breakfasts, one lunch, and 5 dinners. And we always have a lot of fun when we're dining together because my husband and I get to learn more about the group. And we get to have really a lot of fun. And then really at the end of the day, sometimes we're back on the coach and everybody's showing off their new souvenirs. What did they pick up in Paris? What did they pick up in Rome? Sometimes it's a great opportunity to send things home as well. You have somebody getting married in your family, send them Murano glass. And you know what you can do? You can actually send it from Venice, right? I mean, you don't even have to pick it up. They'll wrap it for you and they send it back. Cuckoo clocks, beautiful things like that. So Denise, tell people what they need to do to get going to join us on our Senior Radio Treasures of Europe trip.
Absolutely. So one of the easiest things they can do is go right to travelbrilliant.net, and you'll see Linda's beautiful smiling face right there on the homepage with a link to this trip. So it will have all of the information that you need about the trip. You'll be able to register as well. And on the Senior Radio Facebook page, we have a webinar that Kevin put together. It's on demand, so you can watch it at any time. And that's a really deep dive. We know Kevin loves to talk about these trips, so you're going to learn everything you need to know. And of course, if you have more questions, you can always reach out to me.
Absolutely. And once again, the dates for this trip, October 20th through November 2nd. It's the perfect time to be going to Europe because all the crowds are leaving. And we have the most beautiful, refreshing weather because sometimes it can be very hot, when you go to Rome. Well, it's going to be perfect when we are there. So everybody, please, Kevin Ferguson, thank you from Colette Travel. Denise Ambruska-Meda from Travel Brilliant. Once again, call Denise, 716-417-7824, or do log on to denise@travelbrilliant.net, or certainly be checking for our VIP tours on our Senior Radio Buffalo website.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Another shout out to everybody that we met in Clarence. They were having a wellness seminar last week, and we had a chance to speak with hundreds of our listeners who heard about that wellness seminar because we were talking about it here on Senior Radio, so we love that. Thought I'd give you a couple of perks in history. On this date in 1887, Annie Sullivan teaches Helen Keller the meaning of the word water as spelled out in the manual alphabet. Interesting. And in 1923, Firestone Tire and Company begins the first regular production of balloon tires. And in 1985, John McEnroe infamously says, any man can beat any woman at any sport, especially tennis. Well, we found out that wasn't true with Billie Jean King. Anyway, that kind of leads us to our guest, Lindy Korn. She knows a lot about people trying to get over on other people with discrimination and harassment and retaliation, and that is not tolerated. Lindy Korn is the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn. Lindy has worked for over 43 years to make Western New York workplaces free of things like illegal discrimination and sexual harassment and retaliation. And her office number, for those who need it, is 856-CORN with a K, 856-5676. So good morning, Lindy. Nice to have you back.
Good morning. It's always nice to be with you on Senior Radio.
Oh, yes. We have so many things to talk about. And this morning, we're going to be talking about the Americans with Disabilities Act makes it illegal to fire someone because of their association with someone who is disabled. That's the ADA associational discrimination case. So tell us about this.
Yes. Well, so one of the ways that you can be discriminated against is if you are associated with someone who has a disability and you need an accommodation because of that. So this it doesn't come up as frequently as you might think, but I think now, given COVID and the pandemic, actually, especially for people with long-haul effects,
mm-hmm.
we actually may see more of this. But this case was called Blanton versus Education Affiliates, and actually it was decided on May 12th by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And in this case, a plaintiff was a campus president of St. Paul's School of Nursing in Staten Island. The school had a problem. Its passage rate for nursing licensing was too low, and the state had denied the school permanent degree-granting authority. Without authority, the school will have a difficult time functioning.
Okay.
Plaintiff's job was to increase, that was his job,
mm-hmm.
to increase the... Well, the plaintiff said he was really fired not because the rate was low, especially during COVID, but he said it was because the school did not want to pay his wife's medical bills, which amounted to more than $200,000, and that is associational discrimination theory under the ADA. So in other words, they knew this man was qualified for his job. He had done his job. He told his employer he had health insurance through the employer, which covered his family. And his wife, unfortunately, was ill and needed very expensive care. And so it's a question of what was the motive here, okay? Was it because the employer would say, well, he didn't really do his job? However, he had a positive performance review, and there was COVID in between. And so, you know, the effect of getting the passage rate up is not the only determining factor of his work performance. So why then does he get terminated? And so, you know, this case should it have been dismissed because it wasn't plausible that there could be discrimination, or is the motive something that needs discovery and this case needs to be continuing in litigation? Because he was terminated shortly after he sent a text message referencing his wife's hospitalization, and which he made the inference that the school knew that there was a long-term hospitalization. They knew that it would be expensive, and they also knew he might need time off.
Now, he brings this to court, and ultimately he loses, correct?
Well, actually, there was a motion brought to dismiss.
Mm-hmm.
So this, it was dismissed at the district court level. They appealed, and lo and behold, the Second Circuit reversed. But it's at the very beginning. In other words, it was a motion to dismiss, so they hadn't even really had discovery. But the court said, we can't tell right now. It is possible, there is a plausible inference, which is what you need, that it might not have been his failure at this time period to raise the rate of passage for these nurses in order to be granted, a school, a degree program. It might have been that, you know what, this employee told his employer that his wife was needing had already had $200,000 worth of medical costs and was facing long-term hospitalization. So which was it? What
right.
was the motive? And so now this case will be able to continue instead of being dismissed.
Well, that's very interesting because, like you say, they want to fire him because they say the rate of passage was at least, it had to be, at, his job was to increase the passage rate to at least 75%. He was fired, the school said, because the pass rate had not improved on his watch. But the plaintiff said he was really, again, fired because the school didn't want to pay his wife's medical bills. This is interesting. And it's interesting that once they kind of appealed, that, like you say, the second court says, wait a minute, maybe you there is something here. So it kind of, again, brings to light some issues that may be happening now, again, because of COVID, things we haven't thought of before, and sometimes how discrimination can find its way into this kind of a situation.
So I have another example of this same ADA associational discrimination, which I think because of the pandemic we might see more of, mm-hmm. because people are still sick and people have needs and some people are having to have very expensive treatment to even find out what's at the core of their problem, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's another example under the same association discrimination theory, and this was a plaintiff who was well qualified for his position. It was an insurance agency. He'd been doing the job for over a decade and been very successful, and he claims that he was fired because his supervisor assumed he would be distracted by his daughter's disability.
Mm.
In that case, the plaintiff's allegations provided that all he needed was to raise a minimal inference. And if the plaintiff's employer thought that the plaintiff's daughter was a distraction, then that could have been an illegal termination.
Sure.
And in this case, what the plaintiff asked for, because his daughter was having, I believe, life-threatening kinds of surgeries, he was asking for an 8-hour day versus a 12-hour day as an accommodation. And instead, he found that he was being terminated because they said he was too distracted.
Wow. You know, this is why I love speaking with Lindy Korn. In a way, we get to kind of peek into the courtrooms and find out what's going on. We have to leave it there because we're out of time. Lindy Korn is the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn. She's been at it for over 43 years, working on your behalf to free workplaces of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, retaliation. And she can also help with mediation. If you need her help, it's 856-CORN, 716-856-CORN with a K, or 856-5676. I'm Linda Pellegrino with Lindy Korn, and we're both here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A local March for Our Lives takes place this morning at Jefferson and Glenwood. The march will go to the top shooting site at Jefferson Avenue. Organizers say they want to honor victims of gun violence and call for universal background checks and an assault weapons ban. A sell-off on Wall Street as inflation was worse than anticipated. Michael Angelucci is with Level Financial Advisors.
The main concern is what the Fed will do with interest rates that is affecting the stock values today and even bond values. The fear is that with these inflation numbers, the Fed's going to have to even be more aggressive with interest rate increases in order to get inflation under control.
Angelucci says depending on what the Fed does, the sell-off may continue into next week. Another hat is in the ring for NY23. New York State Republican Party Chairman Nick Langworthy joins Carl Paladino and Jamestown business owner Dr. Richard Moon in the upcoming primary. As the mandate for receiving a COVID-19 test for international air travelers coming to the United States is set to be lifted tomorrow, it marks more good news for travelers, says AAA's Brian Murray, who says it's a step in the right direction toward a return to normalcy. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
When I was a young boy growing up in Buffalo, New York, I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I used to ride my tricycle up and down the sidewalk and down in the neighborhood. And as one house I went by every day, and there was an older gentleman sitting up there. I think he was in a rocking chair. I'm not exactly sure. But I'd drive by every day, and he would smile and he'd wave, and I would smile and I'd wave back. And this went on every single day. And I started to think to myself, you know, he's in the chair. He seems like a real nice guy, but I've never seen him walk around the porch. I've never even seen him stand up. And I was a little concerned about that. So I went home and I asked my mother. I says, Mom, the fellow down the street. She goes, yeah. I says, I've never seen him walk around. I'm a little bit worried about him. I've never even seen him stand up. Is there something wrong with him? She goes, honey, you've got to remember, he's an elderly gentleman. He's probably over 60 years old. And I thought to myself, over 70? Is this what we can expect after 60? Incredibly, some people still believe that reaching age 60 tends to mark the beginning of the end, when in fact, age 60 can mark the beginning of the best phase of your life, but that's up to you.
You've got the power.
That's right. You've got the power. I was recently talking with the executive producer of Senior Radio Buffalo, Joe Donesco, and my good friend, Phyllis Gorski, the publisher of After 50 magazine. We all provide the information to make you feel better, to make you look better, and to make you be better. And that's what this show is all about.
You've got the power.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. You know, we're getting into that warm time of the year, and that's a good thing, except for one thing. It's bug season. You noticing bugs everywhere? I'm pretty tolerant. I actually pick them up and take them outside, except for ants. I found an ant in my kitchen and freaked out. But, you know, it's funny because I was reading this article and I didn't feel so bad. Fossil hunters in northern England discovered a unique sandstone that had fallen from a cliff and cracked open to reveal a fossil so large it required 4 people to carry it back to the laboratory. Even more shocking was that it contained a fossil of an anthropod, a 326 million year old millipede. And this was no ordinary bug. It was 8 feet long, 22 inches wide, and 110 pounds. That means it was as big as a car, if you were to lay it out. The giant millipede supplants ancient sea scorpions as the largest bug ever to live on Earth, a nightmare sure to haunt the dreams of any exterminator. So I didn't feel so bad about my one ant in the kitchen. Anyway, folks, you know, it's funny because we talk about a lot of serious stuff on Senior Radio. And we were talking to Roxanne Sorensen earlier, and we were talking about the fact that what people fear about getting older is a loss of control over their lives, a loss of independence. And we were saying that between her business, Elder Care Solutions, and what the Stam family specializes in is you keeping control of your life. And there's no better way to do that than to listen to them when they talk about the basic three, and that's your power of attorney, your will, and your health care proxy. If you don't have those three things going for you, you will have no control over what happens to you down the road, and that's the biggest fear with getting older. So let's welcome in Brad Stamm, Brian Stamm, and Amanda Townsend, all experts when it comes to these subjects with the Stamm Law Firm. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. But it's true, isn't it? A lot of people just, you know, don't want to deal with this, and yet they're scared to death to lose control if they get older.
Linda, you couldn't be more correct. In fact, my brother and I, in some of our advertising, we mentioned that exactly. If you don't have even the basic documents, hence where we got the basic three from, and you don't have the ability to name who you want to be your power of attorney or your healthcare proxy agent, or even what's going to happen in your will, other people that you may not want will be making those decisions. And it could be a court, it can be the state of New York, it can be a lot of people that nobody wants involved in their business. So absolutely correct. When we started telling people about the basic three, boy, many years ago now, it's truly the cornerstone of estate planning from the simplest on up, because these three documents are the documents everybody should have. Now, yes, there are people that come in the door that need trusts, whether they be complex trusts or simple trusts, irrevocable, revocable, whatever. There's a lot of people that come in that want to do things with their houses that are, you know, life estate deeds or what have you. But the basic three, the power of attorney, the healthcare proxy, and the will, are absolutely essential for every person. If you're young, it's essential because when you have children, you get to name your guardians. You get to name your trustees of the child trust. As you get older, you get to be in control of who's going to make those decisions. I mean, think of how important a healthcare decision is if you're incapacitated and you have a team of doctors and staff looking at somebody saying, what should we do? Think of how awesome that responsibility is. That's why it is so important. The word control, Linda, you couldn't have started off better.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you brought up a good point, too. Your health care proxy. I mean, yeah, there are times where you may be sick enough not to be able to make decisions for yourself. But that could be temporary. You could get well. Nobody's saying that you need the healthcare proxy because you're always going to die. You could come out of that coma. You could get well to find out someone has made decisions that you didn't even want making decisions for you on behalf of you. That's very scary.
Well, and that's what you're saying about the word control. You're controlling your own decisions even when you're unable to make a decision. You're controlling who are the people that can make that decision in your time of need. And my brother's right, Linda. Every person above the age of 18 needs these documents. Do you know that we have kids going to college and our children sign healthcare proxies before they go?
Yeah, it makes sense. It really, really does.
Because what if they're in a school in Ohio or in Pennsylvania and something happened to them? And they're in a hospital and a decision has to be made. The doctors may say, well, do we have a healthcare proxy allowing you to talk to us? Because with today's HIPAA laws,
right,
and the other healthcare laws, it's not easy for a parent or a spouse just to start talking to doctors. They want something in writing.
That is so true. And it is so true. And it's just so important to keep that control and to make sure that those are your wishes. Same with power of attorney and same as your will. And for people to kind of go through life thinking, well, this will never happen to me, or this will just all go to my kids. You are kidding yourself. That is not the way the law works.
You're right about that, Linda. And I would always tell my clients that the power of attorney itself is one of the most important documents you could ever have, even at any age, because, like you said, you keep that control by designating an individual to help you with your affairs in the event that you cannot. And if you don't have that in place ahead of time, then your family is left with the very complex task of, you know, petitioning the court for a guardian to be appointed. And that's something that can be avoided so easily by handling these things now.
Absolutely. Now, that's Amanda Townsend you're hearing with Brad and Brian Stamm. We're speaking with the experts from Stamm Law Firm, 631-5767, stammlaw.com, with offices in Williamsville and Clarence. And also, folks, we might have people who are in denial saying, I don't have an estate big enough for a power of attorney and a will. But that's really besides the point. Because, as we say, you lose all control of everything if you don't have these simple documents in place.
And that's also correct, Linda. Coming to us now can avoid so many problems later in life. I also handle the estate administration in the office, and so I typically meet with families after someone has passed. And no matter how big or small your estate is, it's important to, you know, look at your assets while you can, while you're living. Try to set them up so that your family does not have a mess after you're passed. And it's something that we do with our clients every day.
Yes, you do. You did it for me. I can tell you I'm a very happy client. Let me ask you this. If someone has a will in place previously, and now their circumstances have changed, their benefactors have changed, everything has changed, and they need to update this, but they did this will or this power of attorney with another agency, can they come to you and have this revised?
Linda, absolutely. You can. We can do a new will, update a will. We see a lot of people that have that exact request. We need to update this will. This was from 25 years ago. Our kids were all little, et cetera, et cetera. Absolutely. We update it. Pretty simple. We go through the process. We make sure everything's covered. We want it to be as complete and as thorough as possible. And then we have them sign an authorization that allows us to get their prior will, because one of the most important things at that stage is to make sure that prior will gets destroyed, because the new will is going to supersede that old will, and we have regulations we have to follow to make sure that that prior will is no longer around. So, yeah, it's an easy thing. You know, the nice thing about wills, you're not signing anything irrevocable. You are in control. Again, this is the theme that we're talking about. You are in control. You can come in. You can make changes to your will. It's it can be as simple or as complex as you want. And of course, that's going to depend on the situation that the family's in.
Now, let me ask this, and I hope this doesn't sound like a silly question, but once I sign my will with you or my power of attorney or my health care proxy, what happens to that paperwork? Does it get filed somewhere?
That's a great question, Linda. Actually, the wills that we have signed and witnessed are sent down to the surrogate court's clerk's office for filing. So they're always on file at the public office downtown. We keep copies. We always give our clients copies. The powers of attorney and the healthcare proxies are not filed. We keep those with us. We give originals to the clients. But what we advise them to do is take them to their banks, take them to their financial advisor. The healthcare proxy, give to your primary care physician. If there's another physician you regularly see, if you're going in for surgery, these are the things you bring with you. For example, I just had one today where they signed his healthcare proxy. On Monday, he went to the hospital 2 days ago, and they said, do you have a healthcare proxy? And he's like, well, actually, I'm going to be signing one on Wednesday. So you know, it's because hospitals need those documents on file before they have a surgery or any other consult. So it's nice when you have it done, you bring it with you, and you hand it right over to them.
Now, let me ask another question, a practical question. What if something were to happen to me tomorrow, God forbid, and now my husband has to deal with it afterwards, my death? Does he contact you about the will and the power of attorney and all of that? How does that work once someone passes?
Yes, Linda, they should definitely call our office. That's something that I help families through. Whether we need to probate a will or not, we walk you through each step and definitely step in to help families during a difficult time.
Linda, just let me clarify for the listeners, because this is really important, and this is how we describe it to the clients when we're meeting with them. The power of attorney and the healthcare proxy are what we call living documents, mm-hmm. because they die when the person dies. But they're so important while you're alive. That's what we're trying to stress to everybody, is these are the documents that help you while you're living. And if you're incapacitated, you're in a coma at ECMC or Buffalo General, these are the things that allow your life to continue through your agents. So important, especially the financial stuff, whether it be investments, what have you. You can't just have those sit idle. Too dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you pass away, that's when the will takes over. And that's why the three of these are documents that we take very seriously when we're doing a plan for people to make sure that everything is in order and complete.
Well, we have to leave it right there because we're out of time, but we'll be talking about this again in the near future. I'm speaking with Brad and Brian Stamm and Amanda Townsend, all of the Stamm Law Firm. If you need them, folks, I guarantee you're going to get the answers that you need at 631-5767, stammlaw.com. These are the folks I go to. I trust them, and you should too. They're right off. Their offices are right in Williamsville and Clarence. And tell everybody, you heard them on Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as beef on whack.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as wings.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino joining you on this beautiful weekend. It's always beautiful. I don't care if it's snowing, raining. We're here. It's beautiful. And we have so much to look forward to as seniors here in Western New York. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you a caregiver yourself? Even though you may not be living with your loved one, maybe they live independently, but you call, you go over. It's someone, you know, you care about. Maybe it's still a parent. Maybe it's a sibling. It's a relative. It's a loved one, one way or the other. Now, if you realize you're basically being that first person for them, you're getting them what they need, you're making sure they're getting to the doctor. Let me ask you this question. What happens if something were to happen to you tomorrow? It happens all the time, okay? Wouldn't wish it on anybody, of course. Would that other person, what would happen to them? Who would be looking in on them? How long would it take before someone understood that this person is alone and there may be nobody checking on them? Well, I want you to think about that because it happens. But it doesn't have to be a tragic ending. It doesn't have to be, oh, like, I don't really know what would happen. What would happen to me if all of a sudden, snap your fingers, you disappear? Because you can have a very, very important advocate on your side when it comes to taking care of loved ones. Her name is Roxanne Sorensen, and Roxanne developed Elder Care Solutions of Western New York because she was a caregiver to someone in her family and realized she did not have the answer. She did not know how this whole Medicare, Medicaid, social services, you know, whether your loved one has special needs. How does this all work? So she learned how it all worked, and she learned how to do it firsthand. And now she's in the business of helping you. So good morning, Roxanne. Nice to have you with us.
Morning, Linda. Thank you again for having me.
Yeah, now I would imagine we've got a lot of people out there listening who do have that special someone in their life, and they're saying to themselves, what would I do? Or what would they do? They would be alone. Tell me how roping you into their being a care manager helps that loved one.
Well, roping us in is the highlight of their life, in my opinion, mm-hmm. because you're going to have an advocate on your side every day. Mm-hmm. And if you are in an emergency situation, you have someone who can advocate for that person, run the scenario by them without being emotional, being able to look at it from a professional versus a personal perspective. We know the system inside and out. We know the lingo. You know, we all have our specialties and our trades, and we have that niche. And I do it not only for clients, but my own family members. And it is hard, because when I go into the daughter role or the aunt role or the granddaughter role, whatever it is, I'm not the advocate anymore. Even though I do act as an advocate, I'm emotionally attached. Mm-hmm. So we bring that to the table where we can focus on the most important need. Because you may have five different opinions and five different things that need to be done, but we have to hone in on the most important one and make the situation safe, and then we can build on those other four areas.
Absolutely.
Everything doesn't have to be done at one time. Unless it's a safety risk. Now, don't get me wrong. If it's a safety risk, we're going to fix that right away. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can't go in like gangbusters. You got to take baby steps. If I've lived 90 years, who am I to come in and tell somebody what to do?
Right, right. But let me also add this. Let's say that I am working with you, and I'm working with you on behalf of my mom, who's still living independently, okay? Mm-hmm. Something were to happen to me tomorrow, Roxanne already has met with us and knows that my mom needs therapy three times a week. She knows she needs Meals on Wheels, you know, every day.
Absolutely.
And then Roxanne steps into your shoes and gets all that going, cuts right through the red tape, and makes sure that she's being taken care of without any lapse time. And that is where you sleep better at night.
Absolutely. And I see it a lot with spouses, you know, husbands and wives, partners, where one might have a form of dementia or a severe medical condition. They might be bedbound. If the other spouse goes into the hospital,
right,
what happens to the one that has the dementia, mm-hmm, or is bedbound? The paramedics aren't going to do anything with that loved one that's in the home. They're not even going to know that there's an issue.
Right.
So we help the families think of it from a broader perspective. They may call about the one with dementia, but I always focus on the actual ones who are healthy first, mm-hmm, only because they could fall and slip, break,
sure,
a hip, have a stroke. Then what? So we really open their eyes to that and come up with an emergency plan. So for a couple, you have a plan for each one, and then you have a couple's plan. So let's look at the whole situation and not just narrow in on one small area.
Absolutely. And when you do sit down and you work with the family, Roxanne, you can tell and you can ask the questions to see what might they qualify for. Do they qualify for Medicaid? Then you can attack from that end. Do you want to meet with their attorneys? That's great. The attorneys love working with you because then everybody's on the same page. And it's such a smart thing to do. And it really uses time wisely. Time that really could slip away and be very detrimental to somebody's health.
I agree. And sometimes families, you know, they're still working, or maybe they're trying to retire or enjoy being with family members. Just sometimes the forms that come in the mail just from Medicare alone or your other insurance companies or Medicaid, whatever it is, sometimes they just need someone to interpret the paperwork because it's confusing. Or if they have a long-term care policy that they paid into but don't know how to trigger it. It's sometimes a five-minute phone call that just can relieve so much anxiety. And if we're their advocate, they're going to get us. We can say, yep, don't worry about that form, ignore it. Mm-hmm. And I can hear the sighs of relief. Like, they're in a panic when they call, but when they get off their phone, they know, okay, my day has just been made and we can go about the day.
Right. I mean, sometimes I'm even getting mail. I'm like, is this a bill? You know, what is this? And it looks so official, and it looks like they're going to cut off your arm if you don't reply,
yeah,
you know?
Or the scams that are out there.
Oh,
I mean, the
yes.
sad part is how many people are scammed, and, you know, how can we fix those things? And there's resources for that, that we, you know, we're part of the Elder Abuse Committee for Erie and Niagara County. We have those connections. So there isn't anything that you can't bring up to us that we're not going to be able to assist with.
Absolutely. Roxanne Sorensen of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York has over 25 years of experience cutting through the red tape, getting in touch with the right people, advocating and implementing services for older adults and caregivers. And you're so right, Roxanne. A lot of times we have a lovely married couple and one spouse begins taking care of the other. And you're right. At any time, something could happen to that caregiver. And then you've got two people and where the rest of the family doesn't even know what their wishes are. Let's say they're unconscious for a while.
Right.
And it's like, well, what do? We never spoke to mom or dad about this. But if they were to work with you previously, you would have that plan in place.
Absolutely. We talk about the power of attorneys, how important they are. Healthcare proxies, there's a MOLS form, and that means medical orders for life-sustaining treatment. It's the best document ever. To me, it's a living, breathing document. It talks about what your wishes are, and it can be changed. And if someone has dementia and they can't make their wishes known, the family has the power then to do it. You know, the Terry Schiavos of the world, where the families were at war over each other and what the wishes were, that using the MOLST is totally gone by knowing this and putting these in place.
You know, it occurs to me, Roxanne, that we're not talking about what to do when someone is making plans after death. What you do is that you help them live. You help them live their best life through Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. You have the answers when it comes to services you might need at home. Who do you need to call to make sure that this is going to be handled? Where are you going to go if you need long-term care? And this is the kind of stuff that you specialize in. And I'm telling you, any family who's working with you and knows that they have that appointment with you and that everything is straightened out, you're going to live the rest of your life really much more in peace, knowing that everything's being taken care of the way I want it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The good news is, you know, you can live your life. You can travel. Like, we just had someone call us. They want to move their loved one from Arizona back to Buffalo. It can be done. It's not an impossibility.
Yeah.
So don't think, oh, this is too hard. But, you know, it is overwhelming. Where do you start?
You start by calling you, Roxanne
right.
Sorensen from Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, 716-823-1476. I'll repeat that again, 716-823-1476.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD 3 Niagara Falls.
Odyssey station.
Passing gun laws to